Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Football Friday rolling on, and we are going to be chatting with John Murphy as we continue. You can always join us, too, 803-0550. But Murph with us here after a little bit of a respite, brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of Bills fans, by Dunn Tire, official tire of the Buffalo Bills, and by Sullivan's Brewing Company from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world. Good morning, Mr. Murphy. Happy Football Friday. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm well. Thank you.
Hey, good news. The winds, I don't think, will be strong enough to blow the TV monitors out of your booth on Sunday.
We won't have those monitors. It's a home, we get real-life football in front of us.
Oh, that's right. It's a home game, not a road game. Okay, yeah. So hopefully you'll be okay.
Let me take a minute and just say what a great job that our producer and his assistant producer, Greg Harvey and Todd Brody, have done all season long. We got six more games to go, but you know we're there every week. But just to set us up to get the road games going the way they do, with the feeds from the site, you know, the video feeds, and they get an audio feed from the game site courtesy of the home broadcaster. We do the same for the visiting teams coming to Buffalo, but they've just done a great job all season long, and I can't thank them enough for the unbelievable job they've done.
It was a cool story. I knew, generally speaking, what you guys were doing for road games, but to actually read Jason's story and see all the details, and like you said, Murph, how you're mixing the monitors, the views you're getting, the stats, all the stuff, the audio, this and that. I mean, it really must have been a mind-boggling experience for you, and hopefully it's only a one-season thing.
Well, you know, the weird thing is every road game is a little bit different, so who knows, you know, next week, a Monday night game in San Francisco, it'll be a totally, you know, we don't know exactly what the image will be, the video images we're getting. We don't know what it will look like, what the truck feed will be like.
Yeah.
Every game changes, so it's a weird prep to get ready for a road game, but we're okay. We're doing it.
Murph, what are you expecting for Sunday? You know, we know on paper LA gives up points, but they score a lot of points. Their rookie quarterback, he's really good, and we know about the Bills' offense. Are you thinking another high-scoring game on Sunday? The odds makers are with a pretty high over-under.
I am thinking a high-scoring game, and I'm thinking a close game. You know, the Chargers have essentially specialized in close games for a couple of years, so they'll be close. And they're a really talented roster. The one thing, and I've watched, I think, three games so far this week. I'll watch a couple more the next couple of days, L.A. games. They have a talented roster. I mean, they have playmakers both sides of the ball now. They're missing some guys on defense in particular. They haven't practiced yet this week, Melvin Ingram, Casey Hayward. But they're just talented, and they just can't seem to pull it together on a regular basis. I don't know what the problem is there, but they've been battling teams right down to, I think, the average margin of their defeat is like 4 points per game. They've had seven losses. At least six of them have been by one score or less. I mean, they're talented, and they know how to play. And we got to talk about Justin Herbert. I really like this quarterback. I've said it a couple times to you guys and on the Sunday broadcast. It's in play right now. There's a whole new generation of really good quarterbacks in the NFL. The days of Drew Brees and Tom Brady and Phillip Rivers, those days are over. There's good young quarterbacks. Josh Allen is one of them. This guy, Justin Herbert, is another one, and they're all a little different. Herbert's he's not a little short guy like Kyler Murray or Lamar Alexander, one of those guys, or Lamar Jackson running around. He's 6'6". He's taller than Josh. But he's mobile, and he's got a great strong arm, and he has an incredible poise. That's what impressed me about Justin Herbert. I'm really looking forward to seeing him up close, as close as we can get, but at least seeing him with my eyes instead of just watch it on the screen, which I've been doing a lot this week.
So since you brought up Justin Herbert, and you, for sure, Murph, when you look at L.A., it's much more about their passing game than their running game. Although if they get Austin Eckler back in some way, shape, or form Sunday, that could help them. But when you look, let's look at the Bills' defense then. If you want to keep it to pass defense to start, that's fine. But overall, how are you feeling about the Bills' defense coming out of the bye? What's, you know, what are you feeling good about? And what are maybe one or two things they need to work on defensively?
Let me start with the back end of that. They need to work a lot, I think, on run defense. You know, they're not, this goes for both sides of the ball, but defensive front, they're not an extremely physical team, I don't think. They haven't played that way yet this year, and so they're prone to give up big chunks of yardage on the ground because they don't play physically. I think they lack a certain physicality element to their game on defense and on offense, but it really hurts them on defense when teams can run all over them, and they have. I'd like to, you know, Milano won't play this week, but we need an answer on his availability down the stretch, and he's not a big physical player, but he certainly is an important component of their defense. They're I think, a pretty solid pass defense, and that goes to the back end and to the linebackers. Milano especially when he's in there, and they do get a lot of pressure on opposing passes. So it's the days of comparing them to, you know, the 2018 or 2019 Buffalo defense. I kind of gave up on that about a month ago.
Yep. Yeah.
But I think they're a different defense now with the ability to make big plays, to put a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And I just wish they were a little more physical, especially with, you know, there's the cliche about the cold weather games coming up. But it matters. You know, teams are going to want to – teams are not going to be able to throw it as much as they have in the past. And I think they need to be more physical up front.
Up front, is it, you know, I think a lot of focus has been on the defensive tackles because of Starr opting out and, you know, Jordan Phillips leaving in free agency. Harrison Phillips, it's been, you know, I think people were feeling good about where he was at the beginning of last year, and then he got injured and he doesn't look like the same player. Ed Oliver, I think you see in flashes, Murph. So how would you characterize what you're seeing from the group, the defensive tackle group at this point?
I don't think they're exceptionally big, and as I said a moment ago, they're not exceptionally physical, and yep, they're getting by, I guess, but, you know, they're 7-3, they're getting more than getting by, but they just need to be tougher against the run, the defensive tackles in particular, right? I just think there's a lot of room for improvement, including on Ed Oliver's part. Harris Phillips gets a bit of a pass as he comes back from a pretty serious knee injury, but as a group, the defensive interior defensive line, they need to be better. They need to be more physical, I think, and you know, not get beaten off the line of scrimmage as much as they have through 10 games.
On Sunday, in terms of the edges, let's go now flip it over to the Bills' offense, because you look at it, Murph, and you look at their depth chart, and you see Bosa and Ingram, and you might have flashbacks to the Peterman game, but they're not the pass rush they used to be. In fact, Ingram, I don't even know if he's playing on Sunday, Murph. He hasn't been practicing this week, right?
Yeah.
So their defense is certainly doesn't appear to be as daunting as one might think when you see some of the names on the depth chart.
You're right, and you know, Casey Hayward too, their best corner, has yet to practice this week as well. They have questions on defense, and that probably is where most of their problems lie. But I think Gus Bradley is a good coordinator who gets the most out of his group. But I think they're lacking, you know, with the injuries they've had, they're lacking some people, and overall, hey, Merrick, they're lacking overall people who make difference. I'm sorry, I'm watching my one.
I was going to say, were you saying, hey, Mary there?
I wanted to watch him before he falls down those stairs. That would
you're
make
a
good radio.
You're a good husband, Murph. That's good. That's okay.
But, no, I think defensively that they do lack a lot. And they hang in there, and they allow that prolific offense to make plays. And that's why they've lost so many close games. But I don't think they're an outstanding defense by any means.
All right, Murph. Well, listen, have fun Sunday, and enjoy the broadcast, sir, and we'll talk to you again. I'll get Monday. We'll be back in regular mode with you for Football Monday.
Great. Look
Thanks, John.
To Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.